Hello everyone, welcome back to the Not Your Day Job podcast. I am your host, Joe Sean Monroe, and we are back talking about anticipation marketing. One thing that has happened recently that took a little bit of the world by storm was Epic Games with Fortnite. Now, I know some people may not be fans of games as much anymore as they grow up in age, or maybe they think Fortnite is just a little kid's thing, but I wanted to talk about something we could learn from what they did recently. If you don't know already, Fortnite was able to take their great money-making game offline. So they took the whole thing offline for at least over 24 hours. And many videos came out around the world, probably some staged and fake just to get on the news, where people were, kids were destroying TVs. Adults were destroying computers and just talking about, I can't play this game. Also, some streamers, acting crazy, like I can't make any money because this is the game that I stream. However, we know many people were in on it. We're told, this is a money-making industry. So, to take a game that makes everyone money, including Epic Games themselves, to take it completely offline was a chosen decision, very strategic decision. The one thing that I see from this, even though the game is not live yet today, and I'm actually watching the stream right now at about 5:30 a.m. in the morning, woke up early, I thought it would probably be released at midnight. I stayed up to about 12 just to see, and I fell asleep. However, I see that people are having watch parties. Some of the guys that I know are supported by Fortnite, so definitely all planned. The main thing to get from it is when you create a, something that is a service or product that you love, and you love to build it, and I believe the love that you put into it really goes out there into the world, and when people love it as much as you love making it, and you keep giving it updates, or you keep creating the infrastructure around it, whether it could be you playing video games, it could be you creating content online in other ways, YouTube channel, TikTok, could be you doing something more physical, selling your clothing line, whatever it may be, it's something that people really resonate with. So people are willing to always come back for it. It's something that they need. It's how many major brands today that we know and love, still make their money. How many times every year do we hear that the iPhone is the same, or the Apple's losing it? Their computers are overpriced. Why buy one, get a Windows computer? But, they still sell out. People still line up to get those devices, although it has dwindled for people like Apple, and Windows is doing pretty well now. But Windows is starting to do better because now they're marketing their own internal hardware line, not exactly like Apple, but in an Apple-esque way. Their devices look a lot better, in my opinion, a lot more sleek. They don't look like somebody who, is just like, I just need performance, slap it in whatever case. It doesn't matter if it looks good or not. And, that's been kind of the thing, is that, the price is lower, it's greater performance. But also, people today are about the looks. But going back to anticipation marketing, is that you hype something up. You know, we're at either you're at the stage where you're building new products. The reason why I mentioned Microsoft with their Windows PCs, their own internal hardware line. Sorry if I said Windows versus Microsoft. You know, I'm very familiar with saying Windows because that's been their main product, obviously, that started the company. But Microsoft, they're promoting brand new products. So those products have not, you know, stayed with the public. Those products, people aren't married to them. They don't have like a huge connection to them where, you know, I've been using, you know, an iPhone for so many years. I've used a MacBook Pro and, you know, I have a Mac Pro, the trash can. You know, I'm really into the ecosystem. So it's very easy for me to go back and get another one, even if it may be overpriced and maybe not the right thing. Although things are changing for me because of the new offerings out there. However, you know, I'm really able to see for myself is that I anticipate the new product and I'm ready to buy. So I think you can do that with your own product or business. You know, if you do a lot of YouTube videos, and we all need breaks, and they talk about it, many people in the YouTube community talk about taking planned breaks. And so I believe if you can go and say put out some really great content, make a bunch of content that you can put out maybe 4 videos, I don't know, give you a month, right? 1 video a week, right? And you tell your audience that, you know, you're getting 1 video a week. If they're used to like 3 videos a week, you say it's 1 a week for the next month, taking a bit of a break. And I think most of your audience understands that you probably are going to pre-record. It's fine, right? But it's enough to keep the audience. They love you and what you do. Oh, wow. The train's coming at 5:30. Yes, I live by a train track over here. Sorry about that, guys, if you heard the train. Going back to it, you know, you can go and create something very beautiful, you know, great, you know, clothing line that everyone loves and they always buy from you. A close friend of mine who I will shout out later as a featured creator on another episode. You know, she's doing great with her team, and I believe she's going to create something to the point where, you know, everyone's going to anticipate the next season of her clothing line. And recently I did some video for her, and she did have a clothing, a preview of like a spring. I think it was like a spring clothing line or something of that nature. And she put out like a teaser. And sure enough, when she finally put it out, people were coming in droves and going to the different events that she will promote her clothing line at with the clothes there so you can actually buy them. And so I believe everyone can learn a little bit from the bigger companies. I'm only shouting out Fortnite, of course, for the clicks and the listens. But plenty of other companies have done anticipation marketing. Just withholding something that you know people love from you in the hopes that it gives you time to let them know something really great is coming. I'm working on new content that I believe you will love from me that will exceed expectations, and people will anticipate that. And hopefully when you give them that new piece of content or product or whatever it is, that they will just love you even more for it. So moving on to the feature creator section. Now I talked about having this like probably like once a month or something of that nature. I'm just going to do it when I feel like it. I'll put it in the description. I'll put in the tag that we have a feature creator. in the title, I'll put it in their subject, and then I'll say feature creator and their name. Now, some people may get confused. That's what I'm kind of iffy about, because I used to do a lot of interviews with creators. I have not done that recently. Just not, I've had the time, and other people I've had not had the time to come through. So, you know, the way I'm just going to do it is just be able to shout them out, and in the description, be able to link to them, tell you where to go as I'm talking about them. So without further ado, let's go to talking about our feature creator. The one feature creator I wanted to talk about today is Shireen Kassam, aka the Funny Brown Girl. She was actually on one of the episodes that I had before where I was interviewing people, and she is freaking amazing. She's an amazing comic, hardworking person. She doesn't play around. She has done everything she need to do to get to the point where she is now. She has an award-winning podcast called The Creative Breakthrough. You should definitely listen to it. She interviews many, many great people. She's, you know, been not only just a comedian, but also an actress as well. And so she is freaking amazing. And I think her podcast continues to rise and rise. And, you know, I just appreciate her coming through, and, you know, just want to still say shout out to her. She was one of the first people to come on my podcast, and I am so grateful that she did, even though I kind of had things going in my life and fall through where I didn't have the podcast continue to grow as strong as it could have. But, you know, for people like her that supports people trying to build their own things, and she's doing it herself, showing you how to do it, I just wanted to shout out Shireen Kassam. So if you would like to check her out, her comedy, her podcast, any of the things that she has going on, even she's a speaker as well, go check out funnybrowngirl.com. Not the Funny Brown Girl, but funnybrowngirl.com. And you can find all the links for Shireen Kassam there. Now moving on to, you know, my favorite subject, tech of the week. And this week, we're going to feature a product for the people who are vloggers. So many people have used GorillaPods, and I've seen people struggle with those things where they have to like correct the legs and bend it the right way just to get it to sit down and things of that nature. And a lot of creators have said, well, is this the best we can get, right? And you see GorillaPod making all this money, but you see an issue, you see a problem. And so, you know, it probably would be a problem that a creator who has vlogged or been around vloggers before would try or attempt to solve. And they did. So two creators that I follow, one, Caleb Wojcik, the other, Pat Flynn, they both created the Switch Pod. And it's really it's really a nice device. It was a Kickstarter project. And I remember following Caleb Wojcik, and when he revealed that this is what he was creating, and he went around to all the creators, went to, I believe, to Canada to even see, like, Matt, was it Hapaya? I can't remember. I can't say his name. I want to make sure I get his name right. So, but you know, Matt, and who's also with, Peter McKinnon. Yeah. Those two, went to go see those two, kind of say, hey, I have this thing, went out to the West. He's on the West Coast. So he went out and met a couple of creators out there. You know, most creators are in Cali. So he was able to kind of show this off to everyone and get these opinions and make design changes. And I believe he has a really great product. So if you like to go vlog and hold a camera in front of your face, maybe go take a look at a Switch Pod. The Switch Pod might be really cool thing for you that might save you a lot of time and effort when you just want to kind of sit a camera down and not have to do crazy things with legs and things. I think the only disadvantage to the Switch Pod, to be perfectly honest, is that the GorillaPod could kind of put it in weird ways and make it grip to something. So like if there's a circular rail, you can make it grip around the rail with the legs. That's an advantage, but I believe so that makes it more versatile. However, I think it also can make it more limited when maybe 80 or more percent of the time you're just trying to do, I'm holding it in my hand and I just want to sit it down on a flat surface. And I believe if that's probably mostly what you do, then the Switch Pod is probably a better buy, in my opinion. I'm not a vlogger, but I see people vlog, I watch people vlog. So I thought this might be a really cool thing to mention if you don't know about it already. So if you want to check it out, go to switchpod.co. That is switchpod.co. And you can go and I believe purchase it now. I believe it's out. The Kickstarter is over. You can buy it straight up. It is $100 for the Switch Pod. And I think it's a pretty cool invention by Caleb Wojcik and Pat Flynn that would be very helpful for all you vloggers out there. So anyway, that is this episode for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you for coming through, still listening to the podcast. Peace.